Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
On the morrow, after they had eaten of the old corn of the land, neither had the children of Israel manna anymore. But they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. Okay, so manna is going to cease. Some of us wasn't wild about manna anyway. I know the Israelites weren't. They didn't care too much for the manna. They got tired of the manna. They wanted quail. They wanted meat. But see, it wasn't so much the manna with the Israelites. If offense is in you, then you get offended. If complaining is in you, you're going to complain. Come on, whatever's in you, going to come out of you. So God could have gave them a gourmet meal. They still would have complained. Because complaining was in them. But tell someone, the manna's going to cease. See, manna is always a symbol of the wilderness. It symbolizes wilderness. The manna. They received manna in the wilderness. In Egypt, they didn't have manna. They sat by the flesh pots. But in Egypt, they didn't have enough. Remember? Because the Egyptians got angry and said, now they will make bricks, but without straw. In other words, what they were saying, the amount of straw that we were delivering to them, we stopped delivering that to them, but they're going to make the same number of bricks in the same amount of time, but they're going to have to go get the straw themselves and bring it all the way back. There was no way they could do it, so they didn't have enough. In other words, the Egyptians put on them something that was impossible for them to do. See, in the world, in Egypt, they didn't have enough. But notice that slave mentality. While they were in the wilderness, they always wanted to go back to not having enough. You see, your current situation can be rather deceptive. Amen. And you thinking you had it better in the world, or you had it better back there in Egypt. No, you didn't. No, you might have thought you had it because sin is pleasurable for a season. But you forget how you felt after you got drunk. You forgot all the torn up relationships you had. You forgot that one that was trying to kill you if he saw you again. But yet you want to go back to Egypt. No. Manna was given to them in the wilderness as a sign of the wilderness. Now, the interesting thing about manna is, of course, manna was given every day. Amen. Every day manna came. And what was wonderful and amazing and what was miraculous was every time they went out to gather the manna, no matter how greedy you were, You think you got manna for a week, but you could eat just so much, and then it would rot. It would turn to worms. Amen. You couldn't store it. Amen. You couldn't hide. No, got me some manna for. Hide me some manna. You go back to it as worms. In other words, God had it so to where you could only have enough for that day. Amen. Just enough. See, those that gathered little, the word says, had no lack. And they that gathered much had none left over. So God was training them with manna. It was angels' food. It was healthy. It was like a wafer. They could do all kinds of things with it to prepare it. But it was God giving them food in the wilderness. But the food he was giving them was a sign that they were in the wilderness. Amen. Training them. Training them what? Training them to trust him. Yes, well, I eat today, but I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Well, manna's going to fall tomorrow. Come on. That was a sign of the wilderness. Where did it come from? It came from heaven. Amen. It was angels' food. Read it. It was angels' food. It was manna from heaven. Think about it. God feeding you with that comes from heaven. And the Israelites, see, unless the mind is changed and renewed, you're going to always miss out on God. I'm tired of this manna. Manna wafers. Manna pudding. Manna cakes. Manna casserole. We want something else. But see, God was trying to train them. It wasn't about the variety. See, there are times where you got to go through a strait. Today, I will not eat split pea soup. That was my strait. I had cases of it. And that's all I had. So, don't show me no split pea soup. That was my wilderness. I ain't complain about it. But I don't want it today. Give me some gourmet stuff. See, because I crossed over. I came through my strait. See, some of us, I'm telling you, listen, tell somebody the manna's about to cease. What is that? What does that represent to us today? For some of us, living from paycheck to paycheck. God's gonna say, I've qualified you now. You've done well, my daughter, my son. Now enter into Canaan, where the land flows. Manna was a sign of wilderness. But all of us have to go there. All of us, it's always a process. Amen. It's a process on every level, every dimension of our life. You go through a wilderness. So that God, with relationships, sometimes you go through a wilderness. Amen. Until God blesses it. God anoints it. But I want you to catch this, because manna was a wonderful mercy to the Israelites when they needed it. When they needed it. But it was a mark, as I said, it's a mark of a wilderness state. How many know? Well, get me Deuteronomy 6 and verse 23. Now, the word is our foundation. That's what we build on. So we take the word, not just the philosophy, not just what we feel or what we think. Take the word and build on that. That's what cannot be shaken. And he brought us out from thence. Tell somebody, I've been brought out of Egypt. That he might bring us in to give us the land which he swore unto our fathers. So he brought us out from Egypt. In other words, tell somebody, I got saved. I'm free from that system. I'm free from sin. Even though you still miss the mark from time to time. You are not a sinner. You are a saint. Amen. Saved by grace. Amen. Our character, our identity has changed. I've been delivered from the power of darkness, and I'm translated into another kingdom. Tell somebody, you got to understand that. I am in the world, but I'm not of the world. I walk with the King now. I was of the devil, but now I'm of God. I don't belong to the devil. I never belonged to the devil. I was a slave to him. But God, Jesus set me free. I have been redeemed. by the blood. Now I'm saved. I'm not in Egypt. I'm in this world. But I'm not of this world. Have you got it? You are in this world. But you're not of it. We abide by another set of rules. Now, don't misunderstand me. You got to do 70, 75 max on 95. Or them jokers that be hiding on you will hawk you down. They might not be able to catch Elder Johns if he tried to get away. I know he won't try, but that Corvette, they might not be able to catch him. But most of all, most of them catch. Don't misunderstand, we got to obey those rules. But when it comes to spirit, we live an unlimited life. What somebody told you can't have? Did God tell you couldn't have it? What somebody told you couldn't do? Did God say you couldn't do it? What somebody said your credit score don't measure up? Did God say anything about your credit score? Help us, Holy Ghost. It got quiet. It got dead quiet in here. Credit scores. My credit score. Have a good credit score, 750 and up. But if it's 650, what you basing what God can do on your credit score? Well, if nothing else, believe God that your credit score can rise. Amen. Now your part is to stop being frivolous and careless with your money. I got some head nods over here. Come on, somebody over here, help me out. The little bobble heads. Come on. Stop being frivolous. Running that credit card up. And then asking God to rescue you. He rescued you 3 years ago. Come on, that's our part. To be wise. Not to be careless. And frivolous with stuff. God will rescue you, but don't go back into that cycle. Don't be like that dog that returns to his vomit. Or that pig that go, you get him cleaned up, he go right back to the mud. Don't be like that. No, let God bless you and take you where he wants you to go. Tell somebody it's time to come out. Come on, my next chapter is about to start. That don't mean that you got to start out perfect. You got to start out where you're at. You can be in a mess. You can owe a lot of different bills, have stuff just trying to drown you. But guess what? You start getting out of that by giving. Now see, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to folk, because you're trying to nickel and dime this one and give that one and get that one and forgetting about God. See, that's what you can't do. You can't leave God out. He's the super on the natural. He's the one that knows the way. He's the one that can erase all that stuff out the computer. Help me, Holy Ghost. We got a son that happened to. God erased all the stuff. They couldn't find it. They had to give him his passport. They had to give him a visa. He was marked not to be able to travel ever again. But God confounded all of that. He said, no, I got a bigger destiny for you. Amen. How many ready to trust God in the supernatural? How many ready to become a wonder?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. Or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.